You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we have the pleasure of welcoming the Wakefield Concert Band back in our studio. Barry Lieberman is here. Welcome back, Barry.
Hey, Mike, how are you? Thanks for having us.
I'm doing great, and it's nice to see you again. And we are here to celebrate or talk about, but I guess celebrate is probably a good word, too, the fact that the Wakefield Concert Band is once again having a benefit concert to benefit South County Hospital, and we're going to tell you all about that. And we have a couple other people in our massive studios here in downtown Exeter. Cindy Wyman is here. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you with us. She is an assistant vice president at South County Hospital, in charge of everything. Everyone in the hospital listens to whatever Cindy has to say. I think that's the story. Isn't that what you told me, Barry?
That's exactly what happens.
Right. And Cindy, you're also a player with the band. Is that true?
That is true.
And what instrument do you play?
I play the trumpet.
All right, trumpet player. And we will have a lot of information from Cindy when we find out about this benefit concert that's going to take place, which is actually taking place on Sunday, May 5th. At 4 o'clock, we'll give you all those details. And also here is David Stevenson. Welcome, David. Nice to see you back here again.
Thank you, Mike. A pleasure to be back.
Nice to have you with us. And we'll kind of toss the conversation around between the three of these people as we go along. But, Barry, let's get back to you. And the Wakefield Concert Band has been around for a while, over 5 years.
More than that, actually. I've been with the band since 2000. And the band has been in existence before I got here, and David will talk to that later. But the band has some wonderful history, and we're very lucky to be involved in it. And so when I took over in 2000, we started with 25 band members, and now we're up to close to 75 and going strong.
There you go. And this is going to be the 6th annual benefit concert for South County Hospital, with proceeds going to support the STAR program, which is for cancer survivors. And Cindy, you're very involved in this, I imagine?
Yes, very much. We are constantly trying to find ways to improve the coordination of cancer services for people in the community that we serve who are struggling with the diagnosis of cancer. Mm-hmm. And so we looked to implement programs that support cancer patients and survivors and their families.
Excellent. And over the years, I've found out, did a little research, that these three people knew and probably wouldn't brag about this, but the concert band has raised $35,000 for this cause for South County Hospital over the past 5 years. This will be the 6th one. And I understand you have a very optimistic goal, Barry, of maybe another $15,000 to make the magic 5-0, right?
That's the plan. My wife, Jill, is very active in, you know, helping us with the fundraising, and we've established that $15,000 number. We'd love to make more than that, but the 15 would bring us to $50,000 total over a 6-year period, and we're very proud of that. So we hope everybody comes out on Sunday to support us in this endeavor.
Excellent. We'll talk more about the time and place and where and so forth, but let's get to a piece of music. And Barry, this first one you have brought for us is the band playing on this first piece?
The band actually is playing on this number. This is from our most recent performance, which was our holiday program, and this is The Procession of the Nobles by Rimsky-Korsakov. Most people don't know, but he started out in the Naval Academy in Russia at 12 years old. He thought he was going to be a sailor, and he did do some sailing, but he certainly got into music quickly. He became inspector of the bands in the Russian military, and soon after that, as he acquired the knowledge of instruments, he became a conductor in the Russian military. And this first piece, Procession of the Nobles, is a very famous piece. It goes along with his Scheherazade and Capriccio Espanol from Symphony No. 3. And I think everybody will recognize this piece.
Thank you.
All right, we have that wonderful music to get us in the mood. And David, I would like to know a little bit more about the particulars of the concert, since we're talking about raising this money. We know people want to go out and support it. So where are they going and when?
Where and when? We're going to South Kingstown High School at 4 o'clock, just a couple of weeks from now, 4 o'clock at South Kingstown High School. And the tickets are available at the door. There'll be plenty of tickets at the door. And also, tickets can be found online if you go to the WakefieldConcertBand.com. We've got a beautiful, beautiful website. It's great for exploration. You can do some look at some pictures online. You can hear some music online. You get our band concert schedule online. And that's also invites people who would like to make donations either to the band or to this wonderful cause of the STAR program. But the baton drops at 4 o'clock on Sunday, the 5th of May.
Excellent. And doors open around 3?
Doors will open about 3. Yeah. And we do encourage people to get there very early because we've got lots of wonderful, wonderful raffle items. And you really can't... You can't rush in and rush by these. You really want to spend some time looking at them. We've got some beautiful items.
Excellent. So you'd have a chance to win something that day, too.
Yes, indeed.
Not only support a good cause, but an opportunity to win something. Great. Let's go back to Barry now and talk about the fact that the band, as you mentioned, has been playing for quite a while. And how many concerts a year do you normally do?
Well, Mike, we're fortunate enough that we're able to perform almost 15 concerts, sometimes 20, depending on the schedule. So we perform quite often.
Wow.
And we do a lot in the summertime, and David will talk about that. Also, we do a concert series outside, our summer concert series at Marina Park. But David has all the details on that, and we'll probably talk about that as
sure.
well.
Sure, we can do that a little later in the program. Let's get this next piece of music is a little bit long, so we want to play as much of it as possible. Why don't you tell us what this is going to be, the Les Mis piece?
Yeah, Les Miserables. The music is almost as long as Victor Hugo's book, but not quite. But Victor Hugo's classic talks about the struggles of the French during the Napoleonic era. And the Broadway debut of Les Mis was 1987, but most recently, everybody, I'm sure, is aware of the wonderful movie out there, and that's why we decided to put it on this concert to bring back the wonderful melodies from the show. So I'm sure that everybody will enjoy this piece.
All right, we will give it a listen. As I mentioned, it's a little bit long. We'll squeeze in as much as possible before we take our first break, and then we'll be back with more of the Wakefield Concert Band.
Thank you.
are listening to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, sitting with the Wakefield Concert Band, and Barry and David and Cindy are here, and Cindy is representing South County Hospital. She is an assistant vice president there and heavily involved with the STAR program. And I must admit, Cindy, I know a lot about the Gloria Gemma Foundation and so forth, which is involved with this, but I don't know a lot about the STAR program. So how do these things tie together?
Well, thanks for asking, Mike. Yes, the relationship between Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation and South County Hospital actually started probably 6 or 7 years ago when we launched our breast health program. And at that time, the relationship just fell naturally into place. And we have been collaborating together for 6 or 7 years now on various initiatives to help support patients and families dealing with the diagnosis of cancer. And so the Gloria Gemma Foundation actually learned about the STAR program and invited all the hospitals in the state to come together and learn about this program. And so we were one of a handful of hospitals that took advantage of this and latched onto this program. STAR is an acronym. In medicine and in medical care, we use a lot of acronyms. But STAR is an acronym that stands for Survivorship, Training, and Rehabilitation. And this program was actually developed by a cancer survivor who happened to also be a physician who specialized in rehabilitative therapies. Her name is Dr. Julie Silver. She's associated with Harvard Medical School. And when she was finished with her cancer treatment, her medical oncologist said, okay, bye, see you later. And Dr. Silver explained that she didn't feel well. Mm-hmm. She didn't have her strength. She had issues with memory. And she said, he said, accept this as your new normal. And she wasn't willing to accept that as a new normal. And so she started this program, and they train people, clinicians, from nurses to social workers to physical therapists, dietitians, pharmacists, behavioral health specialists, and they train them how to help cancer survivors. And it's not just people who have finished treatment. It also is available and helpful to patients who have been just diagnosed and want to visit with a physical therapist, learn more about a healthy diet before they start their treatments. Or if going through treatments, because the treatments for cancer can be pretty harsh at times, sure, interfere with your ability to eat, sleep, think.
Right.
And so we had 24 clinicians at the hospital go through this training and are about to start our 25th, who happens to be a band member. And we offer just an array of support services. But it's thanks to Gloria Gemma for bringing this to our attention. They also help to fund it. And they continue to show their support by being a major sponsor of our hospital benefit concert. And they also will be present at the concert. They'll have their Hope bus there and be available for people to visit. So I hope you come out, meet the wonderful folks from Gloria Gemma Foundation, and listen to some wonderful music from the Wakefield Concert Band. And the hospital is very thankful to both Gloria Gemma and the Wakefield Concert Band for their support over the years and for their caring for the cancer patients in our community.
Excellent. Very, very well said. And it's probably one of those subjects where I said, okay, you've got 2 hours to tell me. You probably could have used the whole 2 hours. Unfortunately, we don't have that kind of time tonight, but that's a great overview. And Barry, we go back to you and talk about the next piece of music, which I guess has something to do with R.
Yeah, you do that very well. Pirates of the Caribbean, absolutely. The movie that Johnny Depp was that pirate star, and it's some very exciting music, and I hope you'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
Barry, some wonderful music and some great conversation, a lot of details and facts that we want to recap in the next segment. But in order to do that, we've got to squeeze in one more piece of music before the commercial break. Tell us what's next.
Now, this is a British march called The Vanished Army, and it's subtitled They Never Die. This is a Kenneth Alford march, and most British marches are slow to begin with in that style. And this one is slow, but it's also a little bit more reverent because it's dedicated to the memory of the first 100,000 soldiers that died in World War One. Wow. So it has a little bit more, reverence to mm-hmm. this march.
We will listen to that and then be back with more of the Wakefield Concert Band. Back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting tonight with the Wakefield Concert Band, and Barry is here along with Cindy and David, and we've been talking about their presentation they're going to make on Sunday, May 5th at 4 o'clock at the South Kingstown High School in Wakefield. So make sure you're there. We'll give you some more details about that in a minute. We'll ask David to cover that, but before we get there, Barry, I know there's lots of things we want to talk about. I don't know if you want to talk about it. We want to have David talk about some of the guests that are going to be involved and things like that. We'll go to David. All right. You take it, David. Who's going to be there?
All right, thank you. Well, first of all, I just want to take a step backwards. We are not the entire Wakefield concert band here in this studio.
There are three of us here.
And there are a total of 80. There were about 20 when I joined the band about 25 years ago, and it was around 25 by the time Barry joined us in 2000, and Barry has not only drawn good people, but a lot of good people, and so we're a very strong symphonic band, and mm-hmm. if you live in South County, you've got neighbors who are in the band. Secondly, I also want to just tie this in once again with what Cindy was saying about the STAR program. The Wakefield Concert Band has always been supportive of the town. We do get hundreds of pounds of food and some money for Johnny Cake every year through several drives, very successfully so, as well as the $35,000 that we have raised for the hospital. On May 5th at 4 o'clock, our concert will be emceed by Mr. Jim Terracani. It's the one concert all year that I don't get the chance to announce, and I'm very happy to turn the microphone over to a true professional. And on that day, we'll have a silent auction as well as wonderful raffle gifts. But also elsewhere in the summertime, Memorial Day weekend, we're not a marching band. We play at the ends of a couple of parades, the Charlestown Parade on the day before Memorial Day, that's Sunday. And on Monday, we play right down there at River Park in South Kingstown at the end of the South Kingstown Parade. Then beginning on the 24th of June, on a Monday evening, at the beautiful Marina Park, we have the first of six Monday evening concerts. There's 6:30 to 7:30 on Mondays. It's great. Bring a family, bring a chair, bring a snack, and enjoy the beautiful outside and watch the swans and the sailboats, and make a very nice, it's a wonderful evening, a local community evening. Once again, I want to mention the website is the WakefieldConcertBand.com. It's a wonderful website to peruse, and we hope to see many, many of you on just a couple of weeks from now on Sunday, the 5th of May at 4 o'clock at South Kingstown High School.
Excellent, and tickets are very inexpensive, but that doesn't mean you can't help and donate a little more or take advantage of that silent auction and or raffle. Or the whole thing. It's going to be a great day. And remember that all of this is benefiting the South County Hospital. We can't stress that enough. And a wonderful cause. And Cindy, I just want to say thank you for coming in today and giving us the information about that. That was very well spoken. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Mike. Thank you very much.
And David, thank you for your participation here today and giving
us all
this
information. Thank you, Mike. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you. Barry, let's get to our next piece of music and tell us what this is going to be.
This next piece was written by another Russian composer, Mikhail Glinka. And this is a story, it was an opera, and the story is about the daughter of the Prince Vladimir of Kiev, and her name was Ludmila. And she's abducted by an evil wizard, and she finally gets rescued by Ruslan at the end. And it's a very, very exciting and rousing piece of music, and I know everybody out there is going to love this piece.
Thank you.
Great information, a lot of great music, and thank you so much for bringing the Wakefield Concert Band to life and here to our listening audience. Thanks for being here, Barry.
Just our pleasure. We always love coming into the studio, and you've been very kind to us, and we really appreciate that.
I hope everything is very successful for not only on May 5th, but all of your concerts this summer and forevermore. We have time to squeeze in one more piece of music. And I say just a portion of it because we've had a good time here and time has flown. But tell us what this last piece is going to be.
This next piece is the Poet and Peasant Overture by Franz von Zuppe. Most people wouldn't know this, but he was born in Croatia and he had then moved to Vienna. And he became a conductor of different opera houses down there. And
you know what, Barry? You're right. I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't know it either. I had to look it up. And this piece was one of his earlier ones. He was only 27 years old when he wrote the Poet and Peasant Overture. So, again, Mike, thank you so much for having us. We really enjoyed being here.
Our pleasure, and WCRI is very happy to play a very small part in what is going to be a great, great event. Sunday, May 5th, be there, and we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.